As angry protests continue through the nation following the death of George Floyd in police custody in Minneapolis, our commentator Ima Eme has been thinking a lot about this from his art studio in Holyoke, Massachusetts.
I've been a good little Negro working on a painting in silence, but if I'm honest, after the images I've seen of the slow, suffocating execution of George Floyd, and after learning not only did he cry out for air, but also for his mother, water, and for mercy, I feel like burning down. I genuinely feel like burning down right now. I get the protesters in Minneapolis, and a part of me secretly envies the rioters. The desire to inflict pain on others who don't understand so that they can understand is real. I get that. I feel it. Respectability politics don't work for black people. Just ask Mr. Cooper, a black man birdwatching in Central Park who could have been arrested or even killed because of a white woman willing to weaponize her race, gender, and tears to destroy him simply for requesting that she leash her dog. If not for a video, the men who murdered Ahmaud Arbery would still be at home enjoying freedom. 2 months pass before anything happened to them, and even now, I worry they'll be exonerated. The rioters in Minneapolis, they are not animals. They're enraged, hurting, angry, traumatized. They need our understanding and help, not our criticism. They need our prayers and our activism. Remember those white militiamen who, in protest, stormed the Michigan State House with loaded weapons? Remember white America's collective shrug about their actions? President Trump identified them as very good people who were angry and want their lives back again. Aren't the Minneapolis protesters and even the rioters also very good people who are justifiably angry and want their right to life back again? I'm not condoning looting. I'm not condoning destroying small businesses, but setting a city ablaze as a way of screaming to anybody who will listen, we are here, we are here. I get that. The protesters, even the rioters, are just as American as we are. People repeatedly stepped on, dismissed, and crushed by systems of oppression, wind up burning down.
Ima Eme led a public art project 2 years ago at Westfield State University, where he is a professor of art. It lasted 17 hours, one for each year of Trayvon Martin's life.